Pulitzer Prize-winning author John Cheever died yesterday. He was 70 years old. WCBS newsman Don Swaim takes a look at Cheever's work.
While Cheever was known mostly for his short stories about the complexity of suburban living, perhaps his best novel, Falconer, dealt with an upper-middle-class man, not unlike Cheever himself, who went to prison for the murder of his brother. The book was shocking but accurate. Cheever had done his homework by serving as an instructor in a prison writing program. In Falconer, Cheever wrote, as he always did, simply and direct. Falconer was very shabby, and the shabbiness of the place, everything one saw and touched and smelled had the dimension of neglect, gave the impression, briefly, that this must surely be the twilight and the dying of enforced penance, although there was a tenanted death house north of the place. The bars had been enameled white many years ago, but the enamel had been worn back to iron at the chest level, where men instinctively held them. So wrote John Cheever, the writer of the upper middle class and of those who wanted to be, but his perceptions of the horror behind the modern prison walls would have made Kafka cringe. I'm Don Swaim.
WCBS News Time, 22 and a half minutes past 12 midnight. He's in New York City, going to be a partly... John Cheever has died of cancer at his home in Ossining, New York. John Cheevers was 70 and had been known as the Chekhov of the suburbs for his penetrating tales of commuterland Americans. We have more from Don Swaim.
John Cheever was the kind of writer that most all with a literary inclination wanted to be like. While they won the National Book Award for his novel, The Wapshot Chronicle, in 1958, and indeed his novel, Falconer, gave him a permanent place in 20th century literature, he was most at home with the short story. That is recognized in the fact that he won the Pulitzer Prize for his collection, The Stories of John Cheever, in 1978. His latest work, Oh, What a Paradise It Seems, is a short but beautiful novel. It opens almost like a fable. This is a story to be read in bed in an old house on a rainy night. The dogs are asleep and the saddle horses can be heard in their stalls across the dirt road beyond the orchard. Almost all the lights are out in the little village by the waterfall where the mill, so many years ago, used to produce gingham. John Cheever could produce a mood, as you heard. He also had the uncanny knack of drilling into the cruelties and meannesses of well-to-do modern-day people who had only the facade of logic and rationality. I'm Don Swaim.
WCBS News Time, 17 before 2. In Washington, House leaders are saying they'll accept the Senate-approved version of...